Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. This is Pam Grennan, and this is the Cosmic Contact Show coming to you from the RBR Network. We're located out of Memphis, Tennessee. We're really glad to have you joining us this evening for this cosmic journey. Anyone can access this show easily by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Renford. You have to put Renford in there. It'll take you out there in cyberspace. But anyway, this is a live call, and you can also, at the end of this call, you can go to the archives, which is really the on-demand section, and check the show out, because you may want to share it with someone, or you may want to go back and listen again. I definitely think you'll want to go back and listen again, because we've got a fabulous guest tonight, Mahala, a world astrologer. But anyway, if you're not online, or have someone who wants to hear the show, you can call in to 347-838-9142. And if you want to ask a question, you use the same number, 347-838-9142. And Annie, the moderator, will get you in, so just give us a call. Well, before we start the show, though, I always have to do a rundown of the network. That is part of it. And just let you know, of course, every Monday, you got me, the Cosmic Contact Show, and I'm here at 6:30 Central Standard Time, or for the I Am Well Show, it's at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. The Night Church Show is at 9:30 p.m. It's all Central Standard. The No Show is at 7 p.m. on Wednesday. The Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program is at 8:30 p.m. on Wednesday. Now, Thursdays, we have the Progressive News Weekly. It's at 5:30, and then Friday we have the Searchers Roadmap, that's at 1 p.m., and then the Dream Vision 7 Show, that's at 3 p.m. Saturday we have Soul Town, The Sound of Music, that's at 3 p.m., and Sunday we have the Dream Vision 7 Show, and that is out of Boston, and that's at 3 p.m. So now you've got our rundown of all the shows. We always have great guest on throughout the week on these shows, so be sure and check us out. But you always check me out first every Monday, again, at 4:30, that is Pacific Standard Time. Okay, tonight, my special guest is Mahala, the world astrologer. We're always so excited, or I am always excited, and feel so blessed to have her on the show. She's just like a movie star to me, because she is always so right on, and I've been having her on my show. I've been having this show for 4 years, and she has been coming on a regular basis and just to help us out and give us some insights on what is in store for us for the next month or two. So get ready for a really interesting interview. Mahala said that we have definitely jumped out of the fourth dimension energy, and now we need to anchor ourselves firmly into the fifth dimension energy. And so she's going to be telling us how to do that. It is to prepare ourselves to be able to stay in this fifth dimension energy. And she knows what we need to do, and she's going to, but not just that, there's so much she's going to be sharing tonight. If you don't get Mahala's newsletter, I would definitely email her to planetalert@hotmail.com and ask her to put you on her list, because you will love her monthly updates that she gives us about what's transpiring in the planets. So anyway, let's bring Mahala in. There's a lot of people online tonight. I know y'all want to talk to Mahala, so hang in there, and if we can get you in, we'll do it. Okay, Let me bring Mahala in. Hello?
Hi, Pam?
Hi there.
Hello?
Yes. Hello, can you hear me?
I lost you for a minute.
Okay. Well, we know you're just so powerful. Sometimes that happens, that high energy there. Mahala, I'm so excited. I know. It's our energies together, right? Well,
right.
I'm glad you're here, and I'm excited that I know you've got some great things that you want to share with everyone, and I'm just going to let you, you know, take over the show and begin like you always do and give us the great message, you know, that you want us to know about for this evening, and so here we go.
Okay. Let's see. I guess we could start with, like, last month, March. March was so intense because there were two eclipses. There was two emerald green comets that came by Earth, and then there was Easter. And this was an extremely important time period, and I just wanted to kind of start it out with that because there are so many people that don't know, you know, and a lot of people don't like to hear that, like, there was a war going on in heaven, you know, for, well, eons of time, but particularly, you know, just the last 100 years or so. It's been focused on Earth, and then it was really focused on Earth from 2006, September of 2006 until March 19th of 2016. And I experienced on the equinox, I experienced in the dream time, I experienced the ending of this war. And it's awesome. So that means that all light workers, they don't have to be worried about being affected by the 4D controllers. They can be free. You know, and of course we have to, what we think is what we create, you know, so we have to change our thinking, you know, to now to one of freedom instead of being one of fear or fear, you know, like something's going to happen or, you know, something like that. And then on Easter, oh, this is so interesting because like on the dream time on Easter morning, I woke up and in the middle of the night, I had been taken to this party, this celebration. I mean, it was a huge celebration, you know, of the ending of the war and the freedom. And I don't know if anyone else was aware of the party that was going on. And there were people from both the other side and our side of Earth that were combined in this party. And it was huge. And it was awesome. And it just really made me feel good. And I thought, wow, we can finally move towards freedom now. And so now we're in April. And as of today, I was feeling kind of weird today because, well, whenever the sun does something, you know, and there's photons flowing out of the hole in the sun and it's hitting our magnetic field. And then in the Mayan dream spell calendar, 10 vortex days opened just today. And yesterday, the glyph for yesterday was the heart chakra. And so that opened a whole 52-day period of time in the dream spell calendar. And so with that, it would be focused on the heart energy for these, you know, whole 52 days. And so with the opening of the vortex today, and this lasts for 10 days, so it's from April 4th until April 10th. Is that 7 days or 11th? Yeah. And so that makes, you know, it's like a doorway opening. And so I think that's why I felt the solar wind so strong today, because the doorway is opening. And so it's, you know, it's easier to come in. And so we're connected to, well, the doorway opens in the dream spell calendar, it connects us to higher frequency. So we have 10 days of higher frequency energy. And then on April 7th, which is just 3 days away, we have the new moon. Oh, I got to tell you this too. I had another dream. And this was between the equinox and the celebration on Easter. And so this was a dream, and this was very symbolic. But in the dream, I was given this magic carpet. And so I got on this carpet, and I went over and picked up my grandson, and we flew on this magic carpet to downtown Seattle. and it was so real. It was like we were right there, you know. And I thought, wow, this is really fun, you know. Now we can fly on our magic carpets and do whatever we want to do. And then we were going to go home, and then our magic carpet wouldn't start. And so my grandson said to me, you know, what are we going to do now? You know, how are we going to get home? I said, oh, we'll just call Grandpa and he'll come get us. But that dream was so symbolic, because this new moon on April 7th is on the degree of the magic carpet of Oriental imagery, and it's magic. And the 60, it's my understanding that 60 is magic. And so I think that we're going to pull in more of not just the 5D energy, but the 6D energy too, because of this energy and effect of the magic carpet at the time of this new moon. And also, there will be, four planets in Aries. That's your sign, Pam. On April 7th, and the Sun will be conjunct the Moon, of course, on 18 degrees Aries, and Uranus is on 20 degrees. And so this will start pulling in Uranus energy, and that is one of sudden change, unexpected events happening, you know. So this will be like a whole month, of especially up until the full moon, of unexpected things happening. So don't be surprised at anything at all that happens, you know. And Uranus is considered the great awakener. And so I think that a lot of people will awaken starting this week. And then I got an energy and, I mean, an email talking about an urgent message for all starseeds, lightworkers, healers, and humanity, and says, this is an urgent message about an upcoming event that is going to have global implications on the side of massive paradigm shifts. There are some important things to know. We like to start off by saying that it is only ego that would resist or condemn this message, and we know I have nothing to defend. This message will reach and be received by all who are meant to receive it, and the rest will experience what is to come regardless. A massive energetic shift is coming, and we are here to make you aware that as of April 9th, 2016, at 11 p.m., and that's when Uranus and the Sun are exactly conjunct, and for the following 3 hours, a massive energetic message is being remotely communicated and shown to an innumerable amount of people on Earth. This message is one of love, peace, surrender, forgiveness, healing, and powerful vibrations being sent directly to individuals through their energetic field. This means that large amounts of energy will be moving through you during this time. It will come through you as an amplification system. All individuals in your field of awareness, without realizing how or why, will be receiving this through you. There's nothing to fear. They won't know who it's coming from. If you are surrendered enough and awake while it's happening, all you will feel is blissful love, peace, and an urge to celebrate. And I think this might be the leftover from the celebration on the astral, you know, because on the 4D, because everything happens in the astral first before it happens on Earth. And the celebration was so loving and so blissful and so happy that, you know, it's time for us to feel that on Earth. And so I think that that's part of what will happen when the Sun and Uranus, the great wake-up planet, is all conjunct, along with Venus. Venus is in Aries, too, but it's on 5 degrees Aries. And so this, I think, would be a good time, and I'm mentioning this. I don't know who wrote this. It was from an anonymous person. It was on 5D News. And they obviously know something about astrology, you know, probably a psychic astrologer who picked out this time when the Sun is exactly conjunct Uranus. And so if we would take that time period, you know, that's 11 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, and whatever time it is and wherever you live, if you could take that time and we could all tune in, you know, to the energy, to the loving, blissful energy that will be sent to us at that time, look at the good we could do in the world at that particular time. And I think that that would be good. And to move into the state of magic. And it's also, the new moon is also, it's on the degree of creative imagination. And it's also pertains to overcoming crisis through compassion. And not only is the Sun and Uranus exactly conjunct, it's square Pluto. Pluto's on 17 degrees, and the Sun and Uranus are conjunct on 20 degrees. And Pluto is the great transformer. And so with Pluto and the Sun and Uranus all conjunct, you know, it's going to bring in a lot of energy. And like I said, this energy will start at the new moon of April 7th, which is Thursday. And then it will build up to the exact conjunction of it on April 9th at 11 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. And so that's one thing that we can do to change the world. And I got another email, and this was dated like on let's say March 27th. Oh, it's pertaining. This is on Easter, and it says, "Dear ones, this is an alert from Ashtar Command. We are approaching a time of difficulty because of the planetary adjustment that will take place with the process of disclosure. The Earth has entered a most dense area of the ring of light that is called the photon belt." You know, we've been in the photon belt since the year 2000, you know, and that's when we've really started changing. But now we're moving into the really high frequency area of the photon belt. And it says, and the entire solar system is being buffeted by electromagnetic waves. And these waves are instrumental to the Great Awakening, as the photonic life and gamma rays of these electromagnetic surges are stripping the psyche of mankind of negative elements in much the same way as the circles and swords of Blue Flame Michael do. And so the reason that there might be a little chaos from this process of the photon belt is because, you know, it's taken years to, at least for me, you know, and the people I know, to get rid of all of their negativity, you know, to release all of their karma and garbage that they've carried along, you know, for a long time. And now this process is going to take off the rest of it if there's any residue of negativity left in you. And so that might be kind of a hard process. And so it's really, really important, you know, to stay in the now right now, to stay in peace and harmony and stay in the now. And let's see, and then what else? This is too long for an email to read it all, but if you type in like the Ashtar command and see what comes up, you could get the whole email. Oh, and here it says about March 20th. It says, by seeking to interfere with this plan, the forces of darkness were affected by the vision that they had held without realizing it. Earth was to play a key role in the manifestation of the divine will, and we are close to the goal because the planetary body is being swept by a flux of energy that has impacted the solar system on March 20th, 2016. And it says, today on March 22nd, the stream of light has gone round the world for the second time. The energies enter through the sun and are diffused through the cosmic channels and then sent to Earth. And it says, all of the world is being irradiated at the moment, and the light is helping the elemental kingdom at will. The prayers and calls that the light workers make help the absorption of light. The peak of the energy encountered on March 20th, and that was the end of the war in 4D, had been called a wave, but in the sense that a group of souls ready to take in this light have had their resonance affected by it and have been elevated to a higher level upon the ladder of the dimensions or consciousness. The souls which are able to take part in the process with the influence at the peak of the energies, September 28th of last year, because they were ready for it, being taken even higher with the second surge that happened at the spring equinox. And so there's been a whole lot of energy coming in lately, and so we have to learn how to vibrate to it, you know, how to hold our own. And then we have the full moon coming up at April 21st on 2016, and that's your climax of the energy that will be coming in with this new moon. And by that time, the sun has moved on to 2 degrees Taurus, and so we'll be out of the Aries energy. And Aries is ruled by Mars. And so Aries is very, very, a very, very strong sign. Aries is a fire sign and ruled by Mars. So we have the interaction of the energy from Mars making the planet Uranus even stronger than it normally is for this whole month as the sun goes through Aries. And then at the full moon eclipse on April 24th, the node, the south node, will be conjunct where the eclipse was in March. And so then that always activates the energy that was pulled in at March, which was also very powerful energy. You have any questions, Pam?
Yes,
that was Andrew.
Yes, I had my speaker on. Yes, Mahala, I love everything you're sharing. The thing is, when these energies come in and they're, will we
knock us out?
Will we feel affected by it? Will we be, will we know it? Do you think we'll be able to feel it?
Oh, I know I will be able to because I'm feeling the energy today with the doorway opening. The impasse, I mean, there's a lot of impasse out there. And the impasse, definitely feel everything that happens with the planets. It's just part of what you choose to do when you become an empath. And then, this is another thing, too, because like in the whole month of Aries, you know, because Uranus is in Aries, and Aries rules the head and the brain and your eyes and your ears and everything in your head. And so this will be the high point as the sun moves through Aries. And so our brain will start being changed big time at this particular time. And I don't know how many people know about the amygdala part of the brain, and that's connected. It's like two almonds. That's what it looks like. One on either side of the brain, I mean of the ears, and this is what, if the amygdalas or the almonds are backwards, facing backwards, then you bring in energy that's kind of chaotic. But if you can take the time, and you can do this just visually, just visualize two almonds on either side of your ear and click them forward. And if you click them forward, this brings in a good, fun, happy energy. And so that's one thing that people can do to help through this energy if they feel it really strong in April. And another thing is that the amygdala and the limbic system in the brain, which is where your emotions are, is activated by smells, by particularly like the living oils, you know, because like it says in the Bible, you know, like Mary Magdalene anointed Jesus with expensive oils, you know, and when he was born, there was gold, myrrh, and frankincense brought to him. Well, this is part of the amygdala thing, part of activating the brain and holding you in higher consciousness. And so, and I know that this works because I was chemically poisoned in the early 70s. And had to live with the results of chemical poisoning, which makes you extremely sensitive to any chemical smells. And these chemical smells would go in through my nose, and then it would go up to my limbic system, and it would turn my brain off. It would literally turn my brain off, so I couldn't think. And sometimes I'd feel like I was going to pass out. And I didn't like that at all. And so about, I don't know, 6 years ago, a friend of mine was doing a massage on me, and she was using the living oils. And so I found out that I could handle the living oils because they're natural smells, and they're on a higher frequency, and they don't have any chemicals in them or anything like that. And so ever since then, I've been smelling the living oils and our natural oils. And all you do is you take a bottle of it and you put it in front of your nose and you wave it back and forth. And as you're doing that, you breathe in deep breaths. And it's even better if you make the intention that this is going into your amygdala and your limbic system, and it's connecting you. And your pineal gland, and it's connecting you to the higher frequency. And that helps a lot. Because like our brain is on the frequency of the Schumann resonance, because we all live on Earth and we're all connected to the resonance of Earth. And we're also connected to the heartbeat of the earth. And the heartbeat of the earth is a little different from the resonance. I didn't know that. I didn't totally understand it. But so I looked it up, and it says that the resonance is the frequency of the energy between the earth and the sun. And that can be on a different frequency than the heartbeat of the earth. And so our hearts beat in connection with the heartbeat of the earth. And so as the earth goes up in frequency, because every time the solar flare hits a magnetic field or hits a core of the earth, then we get a jolt of higher frequency energy. And that's why a lot of people have been feeling heart palpitations and think that they're having a heart attack and stuff, because the frequency is increasing. And so for this whole 52 days from yesterday, April 3rd, until whenever that ends, we'll be experiencing heart energy. And these two comets that came by on March 21st and 22nd, they were emerald green in color. And what they did was they activated the heart chakra, because the heart chakra, is green. It's emerald green, beautiful emerald green. And then on the inside, it's a beautiful pink, like rose. And so if you want to pull in the energy, this emerald green, which was activated at the on the March 20th, 21st, and 22nd, so that everyone has the opportunity to pull in this color to them, it activated like the Emerald Covenant. And this goes way back to the time of, like, Thoth. And he wrote the Emerald Covenant. Yeah. Anyways, he wrote this way back, time of Atlantis, and it was written on emerald, engraved on emerald, and it still stays to today. Well, there's been two, actually, the groups that were fighting on higher frequency or for control of the earth, where one group is a group that's connected with the Emerald Covenant, the heart chakra, and the other group that's connected with Jehovah God, which is a fierce fighting God that was in the Old Testament. And so that's the war that came to the end. And then here we had the comets coming through on March 21st and 22nd. And so it's really, really, really important, to stay in the heart energy. And then I looked up on the internet so I could get a picture in my brain of the amygdalas, And so all I did was typed in activating the amygdala, and here came a picture of a head, with the two almonds right next to the ear, And then, of course, the pineal is the third eye. And so with the third eye, there's another way. There's a real simple way, because of all the pollution and everything, that our pineal gland has been crystallized, in the majority of the people. And in order to decrystallize your pineal gland, distilled water can do that. And I also got an email today saying that there's an Edgar Cayce site that sells natural product that can also decrystallize your pineal gland, because once your pineal gland is decrystallized, well, it emits light, and the more it's decrystallized, it emits more light, you know, and then you start glowing and your light body starts working. And so if people want to, you know, start drinking distilled water, and that's kind of like in the other conspiracy theory, because I didn't know it until I watched the video that I sent out with my last planet alert, and it's like a 2-hour video that's talking about water, and it talks about distilled water, and it tells that there's two types of minerals in water, in all water. In water, drinking water, you know, to get out of your faucet, in filtered water, they both have two types of minerals, and they're organic and inorganic. And the inorganic minerals are what stays in your body. It crystallizes, like arthritis crystals, makes arthritis crystals in your body, and it stops up your arteries, you know, because it's like, the inorganic are like drinking dirt, and if you drink it for a long time, you know, then it just gets more impacted in your body, and then these illnesses come in. And so distilled water is just plain water, and it doesn't have any minerals in it. So you still need minerals, but you need the organic minerals, and organic minerals come from fruits and vegetables. And then I'm sure that you can get organic minerals from a health food store too, you know, to replace them in your body. But you may have to make sure that they're organic minerals and not inorganic minerals. And I was just blown away when I read that, because, I mean, I didn't know that. I had no idea that was how the distilled water worked. And so I can see why the powers that be kept this information behind the scenes, because they didn't want people to know it. Because if people start drinking distilled water and start, you know, really shining like we're going to be, they don't want that, because then you become free, you know, and you no longer need control. And with Saturn and Mars are both in Sag right now, and Sag rules freedom. And so it's like, okay, let's be free now. And so now, since March, the equinox of March 20th, we all have the ability to become totally free. But we have to create that with our own mind, because we're the ones that we've been waiting for. And so, you know, we've got a big job ahead of us. Like, there's kind of like a blank screen there. And we need to create what we choose to experience. So I've talked for quite a while, Pam. You have any questions?
Because everything you're saying, because I have been, I was drinking this water that someone was getting for me, and it's supposed to be, have, you know, all the stuff in it you need. And then I just, and I'm going to just start doing distilled water, because I do take minerals, and my body gets depleted of minerals. We all do. I mean, stress just eats up our minerals. I know that. But, I mean, uh-huh. I was thinking about how all these things I've just kind of been doing, and you know, Mahalo, when you were talking about flying on that magic carpet, well, you just had a big old time flying dream. I think that was awesome.
Right.
That means you have arrived. You are there, girl.
Yes.
That
well,
is,
not only have
so
I arrived,
exciting.
everyone else has too. You know, because the turning point was March 19th, the end of the war.
Yeah.
Now, we have won, and we are the ones that will manifest the Christ consciousness, you know, and there's a whole lot of us on the planet. I mean, we came in mass, and so all we have to do is, you know, open up our decrystallize our pineal gland and activate our heart chakras, you know, which we can do if we picture the emerald green light coming in. Or it might be a good idea, too, you know, to even just, like, get an emerald stone, you know, or one that's emerald green, like I know malachite, you know, that's a beautiful emerald green, and have that close by. And then the heart chakra, well, I don't know of a really bright pink stone. The crystals, you know, the pink quartz are really
pink quartz,
pretty.
Yeah.
But the energy, it's a little brighter.
Yeah. I don't know either, but I know there's some great stones out there. We need to be looking for those. Omaha, I love everything you're sharing. So what you're saying is now we can, whatever we want, we can start really, we will start manifesting it. What we've been asking for,
yes,
like over and over, repetitive, you know, telling the subconscious mind, this is what I want in my life, blah, 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 which is I do that every day. Okay, well, all right, I'm excited. This is wonderful.
Right, yes, right, yeah. And this doesn't mean, you know, because, like, everything happens on the earth, on the astral first, and then it comes to Earth. And so there'll still be a lot of chaos on Earth, probably until this fall. I think that the energy will climax probably in September or October on the Earth plane. But if we stay in a higher frequency, we don't even have to be aware of what's going on the lower frequency. You know, because it's so interesting because, you know, all you have to do is turn off your TV and you don't see all the violence. I mean, the internet is another thing, but you can watch what you want to on the internet, you know. But on TV, like if you watch the news and you see all this violence, this is going on. Well, all you have to do to move out of that frequency is to turn the TV off. You know, and it's the same thing with moving into a different density, different frequency. Just change the station. Change the way you think. I know I bought this book, you know, it's called Change Your Brain, Change Your Life. That's probably 10 years ago or something, because I was working on, because of the chemical sensitivity, you know, affecting my brain and damaging my brain, you know, I did everything I could to get it fixed. And so that's one of the secrets is your brain, too. And your brain needs to function, your brain and your head need to function with your heart, because the heart is your strongest magnetic brain in your body. And so for eons of time, we've used our head brain, which is our ego, you know. And then our solar plexus is a power brain, you know. And so now it's time to connect all three of those brains together and have them flow through heart energy. And so if you're, you know, sitting in the quiet or breathing, you know, and breathe, so the energy consciously goes into your heart and see your heart open. And see the beautiful rose in there. See the petals open up and become really, really pretty. And that's just really interesting. I mean, I'm so excited because that we made it, you know. And it's time for us to change and to be free and to live the high beings, you know, frequency that we've been supposed to be in. Oh, and there's another thing too. You know, if we're not aware of something, you know, it doesn't exist. And so we have to be aware of things before they exist. And so everyone knows that there's gravity, you know, and they know that we couldn't stay on the earth if we didn't have gravity. And then, but then, until it was discovered, which was on September 14th of 2015, at the time we were in the blood moon cycle, we didn't even know that there were, I mean, Einstein has said that there were gravity waves, but we didn't know it, I didn't know it, and nobody else knew it until the scientists discovered it. And so they discovered this last September 14th, and then they announced it on February 11th of this year, you know, that they had discovered it. And then at that time, on February 13th and 14th, it was an event that hit a gravity wave that hit Earth. Or wait a minute, the gravity wave hit on September 14th. That's when they measured it. Okay, so, and this gravity wave is on the chord of C on the musical scale. And so anyways, it hit the core of the Earth, and it made an interquake. And I've talked about that before, you know, where we had, when you have an interquake, you know, everyone in the world felt the interquake. And that's why February and March were so intense, because everything was being shaken up in our bodies. And then just a couple of days ago, I got this email about gravity waves. And what it says is, as the magnetics which held the old reality recreation in place drop away at an accelerated rate, we will begin to experience changes occurring in gravity. And that starts September 14th last year. Many of you will feel this. The vertigo, I felt that, the spinning sensations, as the ancient solar gateways pop open all over the planet. And they'll be doing this for the next 10 days. And within the human heart grid, we're using every willing soul available, beloveds. Apologize if you get flattened on a few days as the body adjusts. Coach your body through it. Balance your circuits. Keep those meridians and fields flowing. Obviously, the fifth, sixth density Gaia is much less dense. You're probably visited by that realm by now. The Taurus field, which holds that reality in place, has different magnetics than what we are accustomed to. This is why we work with our personal Taurus fields. Do you know what a Taurus field is? It's like a donut. It's the solar system, you know, is the shape of a Taurus, and we have our own personal Taurus field. So anyway, so the gravitational changes, Gaia's new energy field and crystalline grid system, don't wreak so much havoc on your body vehicle as this change is happening. And quantum gravity bridges the worlds. It is an element of the Divine Mother, the feminine creator aspect, energy holding space and penetrating all of creation. And in our reality, it is deeply connected to gravity, the mother energy. It holds things in place. Not in a fixed way, nothing is static, but through an energetic, which is in direct connection to the divine will or flow of source. The universal rewrite send the command for a new creation through this energy field, quantum gravity, to recreate or reorganize existing creations into a new form. According to the divine team, this ripple of or wave of quantum gravity affects the sun's gravitational field, which in turn affects how the sun interprets information, which in turn affects how our hearts and Gaia interpret reality. This message on quantum gravity arrived last October with a reminder to watch the sun for gravitational changes in 2016. Well, it actually happened on September 14th last year when we measured the first gravity wave that hit Earth, and so that we were aware of. And so now it's in our consciousness, and so now it will be changing. We'll be moving into a whole new field of creation. And this gravitational force of source carries divine will and the loving embrace of Mother Creator. By honoring it, we re-embody our awareness of the interconnectedness of all beings and return to unity consciousness. And that's what 5D is all about. It's unity consciousness, you know. And 6D density is magic and miracles. And then when you get up to the 5D of the unity, that's where we can, when we actually anchored into it, that's when we can start interconnecting with everything, all of the different densities. And it's my understanding our solar system goes up to that the sun's on 13 density. And so we can pull in all that energy. And I don't know what that'd feel like, you know, pull out it in, but it's going to be available to us here pretty soon. So I guess we better be prepared for that.
Well, I do know as you've been talking, I've been thinking about, like, this weekend. I don't know. I just felt like I was kind of had that choking feeling, which made me feeling really nervous. And I'm going, I don't have any reason to feel nervous. And that went on all day. And all last week, or maybe 2 weeks, I've been feeling these heart palpitations, these fluttering in my heart. And I'm going, you know, what is going on there, you know? But I guess if I'm feeling it, other people are too.
That's right. Yeah, it's just a general energy that is going on right now. And then I got this email just before the program came on here. And this is so, I don't have anything to say this is totally true or anything, you know, but it's interesting because I know that a lot of people have been working behind the scenes to bring in disclosure to for a new government. I mean, not a new government. We don't need a new government. A new, what can I say, overseers, you know, or whatever. And what this it says disclosure is about to take place and regard notice to the world. And it said, just before the end of 2010, Pennsylvania, as a state, put together a declaration of notice to the world stating that the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania had returned itself and its people back under its constitution of the 1700s and declared the people of Pennsylvania free, no longer recognizing unlawful corporate government within their state. And so I don't know how many people out there know that there's a difference, that there's two types, that we've been under admiralty law since 1913, when the banking controllers took over and took over the Constitution and made it null and void. And that's why people have been screaming so much about our constitutional rights of being taken away from us. And so anyways, I didn't know this, but they've had like 20 to 22 states have actually, they got the same notice that Pennsylvania got, and they sent in to the World Court, or not the World Court, it's private international law that's centered in The Hague in the Netherlands. And so they've all sent out, and so now there's a whole bunch of states that are all declaring that they are on constitutional law, and they filed all these forms and everything, and they've all done it legally. I thought, wow. And everything, it says everything we do is based on the principle of our 1987 Constitution and the Bill of Rights, including the original 13th Amendment that prohibits any foreign association, title of nobility, and the oath of service that everyone must take to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. The U.S. military has indicated to the financial people that they're willing to back us and that we have the recognition and support. This gives the military probability for the first time power to be used as a backup to federal marshals who will take into custody all of the crooks and funny games people on Wall Street and so forth. There's going to be a tremendous house cleaning. This reorganization portion of the government itself should be concluded about 120 days after disclosure. And so I thought, my God, you know, that's really, really important. Because there's so many people, I've known for years, that there's so many people that are working on bringing us back to Constitution law. And this has gone on for years. But I didn't know that they were have it all together and have so many states that have actually filed legal forms to be their state back on constitutional law. I mean, that's totally amazing to me. And
it's
so
exciting, too, to know that
it's really, really exciting.
That.
Yes, yes. And so I thought, and, you know, they're talking about this major message that's coming in, you know, like April 9th. You know, I thought, wow, I wonder if that has anything to do with disclosure, you know, may or may not. I don't know. I don't have a clue. But I knew that during the whole month of April to expect the unexpected. So we might just hear more about that. And I thought it was really interesting that this email came in right before the program. So apparently I'm supposed to mention it, you know, for those who are listening, to be aware of it.
Yeah.
And so I didn't really know either, but like there is the U.S. Department of State and private international law, and it says, and this is what they filed it with, is the private international law site that's in Hague, Netherlands, which is connected to the United Nations and the International Court of Justice. And let's see. It says, the World Court is a primary judicial branch of the United Nations. Seated in a peace palace in The Hague, the Netherlands, the court settles legal disputes submitted to it by states and provides advisory opinions on legal questions submitted to it by duly authorized international branches, agencies, and the UN General Assembly. And so I knew that that existed, you know, but I didn't know that these people had actually submitted their states as being free to this particular court. And they submitted it to the private international law court, which is in right next to one of the departments in The Hague. And so isn't that interesting?
Well, it really is. Well, Mahala, so the thing is, I'm going to ask, you know, we're going into the fifth dimension. Is this
yes.
going to help the people that are fighting, and is that going to be coming to an end, all the warring and
I
everything
so.
That's going on?
I think so. I think so.
Okay, and what about
so.
Then all these misplaced people that, you know, are trying to get out of there? How will that be taken care of, you know, these G's and everything? I just feel so sad about that.
Yes, I do too. Yes, I think so. Yeah, because it's not only the United States that's going through the chaos; it's in Europe too. You know, and they're having you know quite a challenge right now. Okay, so well, what else that this says? Let's see about the international court. Okay, it talks about the new money system coming in. Here it is. Farther on into, this is like a four-page article. Okay, it says, we are not putting together any interim government. We are not trying to overthrow anything. We're trying to revert back to law and order and create the smallest amount of chaos in the most peaceful fashion that we can. So as long as American people recognize a criminal corporation in Washington, D.C. as having jurisdiction over them, they do not stand up and say otherwise. Our military's hands are somewhat tied. And as pointed out, because, you know, the government's a corporation, you know, it's been a corporation since 1913. Okay, as pointed out above, this is temporary, and what gives the people the power and authority and the standing to do this is simply that a majority of states filed the same paperwork that Pennsylvania filed, putting the world on notice that we have gone back to Constitution law. We have reclaimed the Articles of Confederation, which have never been rescinded. The Declaration of Independence with the Articles of Confederation are the basis of our freedom. And this arrest will mean the removal of the final obstacles that will allow for the implementation of the new abundant systems that are ready to free humanity from the current economy and its falsely imposed conditions of poverty and debt. There are many men and women dedicated to this cause who have been working diligent and secret for years to bring us to this moment. We are eager to present to humanity the new system that will redistribute abundance to all and release humanity from the mundane life it has known. Freedom is being returned to the people. So this is not only for the United States. I mean, this is international law, you know. And so it will help all of the people that are still that have not moved into 5D density yet. And so, and with the Great Awakening, I mean, this is going to be accelerated between now and September or October. There's going to be an accelerated awakening of the people that are on Earth. And so all of the light workers that know all of this information will be really busy because, I mean, a lot of the people won't have a clue as to what is going on. And they're going to need a lot of help to move through this particular time period. And I think it's so exciting, you know. I mean, and but as people wake up, you know, there is, you know, a lot of chaos along with that. And Uranus is also the planet that rules revolutions, you know. And as soon as it went into Aries in, let's say, 2011, you know, the revolution started in Tunisia and then went all over the Middle East, you know, and then it's being focused right now on Syria and Greece and all of the refugees that are there. And it's also, people have been rebellion. Look at the presidential, you know, thing with the Trump thing, you know, with the people who have been, you know, very disruptive during his talks and stuff, you know, that's all a manifestation of the Uranus energy. And so if, so you can just picture what will be going on when a lot of people start waking up, and the energy, the gravitational waves, the photon belt, the energy from that. And I was told years ago that Earth was moving into a higher frequency. Before I knew anything about anything, you know, I was told that Earth was moving into a different place in space that would be an extremely high energy frequency. And I think we have just moved into that space. And that's what is going to change everything on Earth.
Well, you know, that money thing that you were talking about, you know, I've been hearing that too, we're going to have like new money systems. But it seems to me that there are so many people now on the planet that say, in America, that we're not taking it anymore. We are going to make some changes here. We're not going to let the government rule us anymore. We are the government.
That's right.
So, yeah.
That's exactly it. Yes. And so we have. Excuse me, we have Uranus and Aries, fire sign, freedom. We have Saturn and Mars right now in Sagittarius, freedom and freedom. And then we need a planet in Leo to make the triangle of the freedom signs.
Okay. Well, what a great interview this evening. I love what you're sharing, because we have been waiting for this. You've been telling this is coming, and we're here now. We're in it. It's happening.
Yes, we are here. This is it.
Okay, so we just have to stay in the vortex, as Abraham says.
Yeah, we have to stay in the vortex of our heart.
Yes.
And remain calm, cool, and peaceful. You know, and not, I mean, I think it's really important to take time outs in the day, you know, and just breathe. You know, if you don't do anything but just deep breathe, you know, that'll help a lot. And particularly if you deep breathe into your heart, that helps calm you down. And if that doesn't calm you down, you could take things like calms, you know, which don't work for me. I have a weird energy field that works and turns counterclockwise, you know. So what works for most of the people doesn't work for me. So I tried taking calms to calm down like most people do, and it didn't work for me. It worked in the reverse. And that's why I've never been able to take any drugs or anything, because they work in reverse for me. And I know that there are a lot of other people that are the same way, that have an energy field that works in reverse. And so, you know, you have to, and there was this guy from Denmark that came here, this was several years ago, and he came here to teach American doctors that if you can't prescribe the same drug to everyone, because there's two different energy fields in people, and some people have the positive flowing energy field, and other people have the negative flowing energy field, and if you give the person the wrong drug, it will react like it shouldn't, you know. And so he was trying to teach them that they have to figure out this energy field, how this energy field works on people, so that they could prescribe the right drugs and not just prescribe drugs randomly to anyone for anything, you know, because it doesn't always, sometimes there's bad reactions to drugs. And that's one of the reasons.
Did they figure it out?
Well, I don't think that they have yet, but I know that this doctor in Denmark did, you know, and he tried. So I imagine that there's a few. He came to our area because I went to his lecture. So I imagine that there's a few in our area in Seattle that realize that there's, you know, two different energy fields. And it's really interesting because when he was given his lecture, he had one list of foods for the people on one type of energy and another list of foods that people could eat another. And I had naturally gravitated to the foods I could eat, you know, and I thought, wow, I guess I just, you know, the trial and error, just got the foods I could naturally eat.
Well, it's because you were listening to your body. Most people don't. They just go ahead and eat it and wonder why I feel so terrible after I ate that food over and over again.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right. Yep. So any more questions?
Well, you know, we do have a couple of people online that would like to ask you a question. You want to see what they have to say? Because we are at the end of the show, but I was, you know, going to leave that up to you. I wanted you to share everything that you wanted to. Let me bring in Mary from Florida. Let's see what she wants to ask you real quick.
Okay.
Hi, Mary.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. I'm finding your show very interesting, and I could relate to so many things you've been talking about. I just thought it was something I'm experiencing myself with a very nervous energy and very anxious lately.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to move forward, and I have a lease that's coming to an end the end of May, and I'm trying to move into a smaller apartment sooner, but there's been some hiccups on the other end, not my doing, that have prevented me, and now I have another option. I'm wondering, am I going to be able to do this in a timely manner and complete what I plan on doing?
I don't have your chart in front of you because I can't really tell unless I had your chart to look at, you know, because that's kind of like what a psychic thing is. But the one thing is that if everything works, you're in synchronicity. And synchronicity is going with the flow. And so if you're meant to do something, everything will work out fine. If you're not meant to do it, there'll be all kinds of blocks and it won't work.
Well, that's what happened to the last place I was supposed to go to last month. It's like it was going forward right up to the minute, and then all of a sudden there was a big shift. Now you're mentioning that there's going to be another surprise or something coming up, and I'm wondering now what?
You know, when one doorway closes, another opens up. And so, your case, apparently for some reason, you weren't meant to be in that apartment. And so a better one, I'm sure, will open for you.
Well, there is one that is promised to me, and I'm wondering this time if the second door is the one I'm actually going to go in.
Just watch how it works, and if it all flows, then that's where you're meant to be.
I'm just nervous because, you know, when your lease is about to expire and you don't know where you're going,
I can understand that.
Yeah, you've got animals to take along with you, so it gets a little rough.
Right.
I'm a Sagittarius with Gemini rising, and I have my moon in Taurus, and that would help you analyze a little bit.
Sagittarius, Saturn, you know, is in Sagittarius right now, and Uranus is trying it. Uranus is the one that causes moves and stuff like that, and so you probably meant to go with this one, you know, because of the inner flow, and probably this month because, you know, like starting right now is when the Uranus thing is predominant, like this week starts.
Wow. So you're saying...
And so it'll be activating Saturn, too, you know, in your Sag, and Saturn's in your chart and Sag.
And with a new moon in Aries, wouldn't that be trining my sun? And
Yes, it would be.
Also favorable to my moon, wouldn't it be an Aries
Taurus? Yes, because the moon rules your emotions and your home and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
I'm trying to get it in writing so I have, more security there. Wondering if it's supposed to be this.
That's always a nice thing to do.
Oh, yeah. No more verbal contracts.
Right.
So I'm hoping this week then will be the impetus of that that new beginning.
Yeah, I think I have a feeling it probably will be.
Okay.
So So good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And thank you very much for calling in, Mary. Well, we are at the end of the program, Mahala. Now, do you have any words in parting? You've told us everything. Is there anything that you want to tell us in closing this evening?
Well, if people want to stay in touch, you know, just sign up for my newsletter. It comes out every month, www.mahalasastrology.com. It could go in there or send me an email to planetalert@hotmail.com. And I'm still doing past life Edgar Cayce readings for a $30 donation, which I find them very interesting. So if anyone's interested in that, they could contact me on that too.
Okay. Well, all right. And they are wonderful. If you haven't gotten one of the readings from the Edgar Cayce that Mahala offers, be sure and do that. And they're quite affordable, and you'll love it. And Mahala, thank you, honey, for this great interview this evening. We just were so blessed to have you on the planet.
Oh, you're entirely welcome. Yep. And I send my love to everyone. And let's
thank
all
interconnect
with the love vibration.
You got it. Annie, did you want to say something in closing?
Just to back you up, thank you, Mahala. You always have great, great, great information. And everyone that's listening, you can go back in and listen to the archives shortly after this show ends in just a few minutes. And hear what what Mahala said again, because I know I need to. So
right.
Thanks so much,
and
have a great week.
Yes.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you, Mahala.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Good night.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.